With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. As more solar panels go up on homes and businesses across the state, lawmakers in Helena are debating the economic incentives for doing so. Buying solar panels isn't cheap, and it's an investment that Norman Mullen, who lives in Helena, hopes new legislation can protect.
I have installed a solar electric system on my house. The system in the reconstruction of my deck, walls and roof, and the solar electric system cost close to $20,000 about 9 years ago.
Mullen told lawmakers that he made that investment based on how much electricity his solar panels could produce. Any excess power he generates gets fed onto the electrical grid, and he gets credits that lower his utility bill. If utility regulators and power companies change how the energy his solar panels produce is valued, it could tank the investment he made in adding them to his home.
If the legislature or Public Service Commission, and with their blessing, Northwestern, could alter the contract on which I have a significant investment, I could have my economic expectations significantly affected, make it very difficult for me to pay it back on any kind of reasonable period.
Representative Daniel Zolnikoff, a Republican from Billings, wants to protect home generators like Mullen. He's sponsoring a bill that would lock utility reimbursement rates for people who've already made the investment in home power systems.
This bill seeks to formalize and protect the crediting rate that customer generators receive at the time that they sign up for this service.
No one in Montana's energy industry testified against the bill. But Northwestern Energy, Montana's biggest electric utility, doesn't like a second proposal by Representative Zolnikoff. That bill would allow federal, state, and tribal government-owned buildings to get a bigger rebate from electric utilities for the energy they're able to generate from things like solar panels and feed back onto the electrical grid. Right now, those rebates are capped at 50 kilowatt hours.
Increasing this cap for these government buildings allows government administrators the ability to reduce some operating expenses and plan more responsibly for power costs.
Zolnikoff says the current cap on credits for surplus energy produced might discourage some governments from investing in renewable assets like solar panels. He says it's an argument based on economic scale. It may not make economic sense for a larger institution to build renewable capacity unless they could get a certain economic return from it in the form of lower utility bills. But John Alke with Northwestern says growing the cap on rebates for renewable energy by 5 times its current amount, which Zolnikoff is proposing, would harm Montana's utility ratepayers.
The reason for the limitation is to cap the amount of the subsidy. It's a linear relationship. There is a real cost to solar, and is paid for by the customers who don't have solar.
Alke says solar isn't always a reliable source of power, so Northwestern has to have other sources, like coal and natural gas, ready for when the sun isn't shining. And everyday ratepayers, Montana consumers, pay for those facilities in their utility bills.
Low-income people and people of modest means, they don't care about tax credits. They can't buy $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 investments to get a tax credit and save money on their power.
Montana Dakota Utilities, which serves eastern Montana, also testified against the bill proposal for similar reasons. Representative Daniel Zolnikoff disagrees with the utility company's argument that the cap on how much renewable energy government buildings can generate is a subsidy. His bill is being supported by the renewable energy industry and its advocates, as well as wildlife and university student groups, and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. More proposals to change net metering laws will be heard in Senate committees Tuesday afternoon. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.